Well, this was a fantastically important speech for David Cameron, because there had been an assumption amongst the Conservatives that if they weren't exactly cruising to a general election victory, they were reasonably sure that it was heading that way. There have now been a series of polls showing that the lead is narrowing, and particularly significantly a YouGov poll in the Sunday Times yesterday, which showed that the Conservative lead over Labour is now just 2 percentage points. So the background to David Cameron's speech is clearly he's got his work cut out. Clearly he has not, as the great phrase goes, sealed the deal with the electorate, and so he needs to show the electorate that he can seal that deal. And he starts off the speech by saying, "I know that the British people do have questions about me and the Conservative Party." In other words, they have doubts. And he said, "I'm going to address those questions and I'm going to answer them." And he started off by saying, "People want to know what the Conservative Party is about and has the Conservative Party changed?" And he said, "Yes, it has." And the most powerful example for that, he said, is I said, David Cameron, that I would change the way we select candidates. And then he pointed to a series of candidates that have been selected from black and ethnic minority communities. He said that's a big change. He said people want to know what does the Conservative Party stand for, and he outlined a series of policies on the economy, on the schools, on significantly the NHS, and said I love the NHS. People obviously would remember that the NHS was very, very important to him in helping out with his late son, Ivan. So he was sort of addressing those questions. And then the final thing he talked about is me, David Cameron. What do you think about me? And he said, obviously, I believe that I am up to the job. That was the key message they wanted to get across yesterday.
But on the policies, which is what we've all been waiting for from the Conservatives, was there enough detail, or was he still speaking in fairly general terms, do you think?
Well, David Cameron wasn't announcing any specific new policies yesterday, apart from one little announcement that came to a surprise, as a surprise to some members of the Shadow Cabinet, and that is him saying that in the manifesto he will set out in detail what the Conservative pledge is to recognise marriage in the tax system. Now, you'll remember that he had a bit of a wobble earlier this year when he was asked on the BBC, are you going to recognise marriage in the tax system? And he said, well, I hope to, but I'm not sure whether I will. And that's because, obviously, with the public finances in such a poor position, he has to act cautiously. Yesterday in his speech, David Cameron said, yes, we not only will recognise it, but we'll set out how we'll do it. That came as a surprise to some members of the Shadow Cabinet. They knew that this was being planned, but they didn't know it would be announced yesterday in the conference speech. So that was the only sort of specific new policy. But no, David Cameron, the speech wasn't designed to set out a series of new policies. It was designed to answer those broad questions, those broad doubts that the electorate have. But on the point about general policies, there is a feeling amongst the Conservatives that they sort of launched a sort of a mini-election campaign from the new year when they started releasing draft elements of their manifesto. They started out with health. They now think that was a mistake, because what it meant was that the focus turned on them. They almost looked like a mini-government, and that allowed Labour to sort of attack them, act as an opposition party. And they now think now they need to return to the spirit of Margaret Thatcher in 1979, who in her famous manifesto concentrated on generalities and themes rather than specific nuts and bolts.
So it's unrealistic, perhaps, to expect any more detail in the 2 months leading up to the election.
Well, it's a very difficult balancing act for any opposition party about what do you do in terms of setting out policies. On the one hand, you need to show that you have a serious programme, because if you don't have a serious programme, you won't look credible. But equally, you don't want to be too specific, because you box yourself in and you provide ammunition for your opponents. And most specifically, when you have, as we have now, a very difficult economic climate, things can change. Your policies might have to change. So it is always a very, very difficult balancing act. But what they've decided is that they need to focus their campaign on core messages, dealing with the economy, embracing the NHS, lowering business tax. And that's what they're going to focus on from now on.
And what was the mood at the conference on Sunday morning before David Cameron's speech? Had this worrying poll put the wind up them? Was there an air of panic?
There are nerves amongst senior members of the party about the polls, and indeed about yesterday's poll in the Sunday Times. They feel that the inevitability of a win is slipping away, and they wonder whether there are concerns. But it would be fair to say that after the speech, shadow ministers were buoyed. It was a speech without notes. They thought that David Cameron had addressed people's concerns about the Conservatives, and they felt that over the weekend the Conservative Party had sort of honed their message down to the key campaigning principles. And they'll just have to see whether that starts to pay off in the polls.